want to see how you were doing.
I read about your trip to Columbia. It sounds like it was a really good trip.
Yes, it was, honey. It was fine.
People were nice, weren't they?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. Some of them remembered your trip there. The fellow, the congressman, the newly elected Republican, said that you really helped him when you came down there.
Oh, good.
So we're fine. Well, how's is your everything all right at the apartment and so forth?
You know, it was cute because the Cheshire guys told me last night that Atlantic Beach will never be the same because of your visit.
Good. I'm glad you did.
They just said a warm and friendly President Nixon and told about how you met the little first graders and talked with the POW, not the POW, but about them. And,
sure.
It was just great.
Right.
Really nice.
I wanted to tell you that, incidentally, that we're going to have Norman Vincent Peale for the church service next Sunday, and I wondered if maybe you'd like to come up to it, and then be here next week because we have the governors on the 28th, and we have the Golda Meir on the 1st. Now, I don't know whether that's, and then we have an evening on the White House the following Saturday, but I don't know whether you'd like to come or whether you think it'd be well to wait a little while. What do you think?
Why don't I ask David about it?
Right.
Is the Peale speaking this Sunday?
This Sunday, yeah. If David could come too, it'd be great.
Yeah. That's nice you're having that.
Yeah, we're having him first. I mean, he's such a good speaker, you know, that he's so much better than most that it'll be a good thing.
I wanted to tell you that I saw Van Cliburn perform last night.
Oh, you did?
A one-night stand of the Jacksonville Symphony.
Yeah?
He did Rachmaninoff's second concerto.
He did.
He was terrific, and we went back afterwards to congratulate.
Did you?
Yeah, and he's really looking forward to coming.
For the Meyer?
Yes. And he wanted to know if his mother could be invited, so I'm going to call Lucy and see if she can come to the
Sure.
But he's really thrilled about coming. And he was saying, well, can I practice on the spinet piano on the third floor and all this stuff? But he's really...
He's so colorful, isn't he? Everything.
He gave three ovations last night, three encores.
Isn't that terrific?
People just sat in their seats and didn't leave. It was just a real tribute to him.
Well, I'm glad.
It was good.
Well, I'm sorry that we had bad weather in Florida. We have bad luck, haven't we?
I wanted to tell you that I spoke to Rex about the waiters.
Yeah.
He said that they are using Filipinos, but the problem with getting white waiters is that the ones who are available are Cuban, and they're not citizens, and there's a government regulation.
I see.
Isn't that too bad?
Yeah.
So he's going to check in to see if they can waive that. Use the
Right. Okay. Sure. But, we had a great reception in South Carolina, and everybody's feeling good, and I just hope things going well. The present thing is that David will probably be out the 31st, but not before then, right?
Right. But isn't that great?
But the fact he'll be out then is great. That's right.
Really good.
But you ought to plan to pop up here when you can, you know?
Yeah, I do.
And don't hesitate. You see, you can come on the plane. There's no problem at all.
No problem, huh?
None at all.
Good.
No, it's great. So if you can come to church, fine. If you can't, that's perfectly all right, too.
You're not having any events Saturday night, are you? No.
No, not Saturday night.
The next weekend it is.
Next weekend's the evening at the White House.
Right.
And we have two events in the middle of the week, the governor's.
We're not inviting Clifford this Sunday because it's a Congress group, and Rose didn't think she'd be comfortable in the group.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll just have her at some future time.
We are going to, yeah.
Fine.
Good.
Okay.
Well, I'll talk to you real soon then.
Right, honey, and just you and David have a good time.
Good.
Bye.
Okay.